Billy came fibrillating back over to us. "This way, please, sir," she said, her smile once again firmly in place. She led us rather nervously through the gym, passing the hallway that led to the showers and private therapy rooms in back. The door she led us through went to a very plain, practical, business-like hallway, one you'd find in any office building. She nodded to the last door in the hall, the corner office, and then retreated quietly. I ambled up to the door, knocked once, and then opened it, to find Ms. Demeter sitting in her large but practical office behind her large but practical desk. She was a fit-looking woman, in early middle age, lean, well-dressed, and reserved. Her real name wasn't Demeter, but she preferred the professional sobriquet, and now wasn't the time to needle her. "Miss Demeter," I said, keeping my tone neutral. "Good day." She finished turning off her laptop, folded it shut, and put it away in a drawer before she looked up and gave me a quiet nod. "Mr. Dresden, what happened to your face?"
"It's always like this," I said. "I forgot to put on my makeup today."
"Ah," she said.
"Will you have a seat?"
"Thanks," I said. I sat down across the desk from her. "I apologize if I've inconvenienced you." Her shoulder twitched in a nano shrug.
"It's nice to know the limitations of those I've appointed my receptionist," she replied. "What can I do for you?"
Then she lifted her hand. "Wait. Allow me to rephrase. What can I do to most quickly get rid of you?" A sensitive guy might have felt a little hurt by that remark. Good thing I'm me. "I'm looking for Marcone," I told her.
"Have you called his office?"
I blinked slowly at her once, then I repeated. "I'm looking for Marcone."
"I'm sure you are," Demeter said, her expression never flickering. "What does that have to do with me?"
I felt a tight smile strain my lips. "Ms. D., I can't help but wonder why you instructed your receptionist to tell anyone who asked after you that you weren't in the office.
Perhaps I had some paperwork I needed to get done.
Or perhaps you know that Marcone is missing, and you're using it as a tactic to stall any of his lieutenants who come nosing around looking to fill the void." She stared at me for a moment, her expression giving away nothing.
"I can't really say that I know what you're talking about, Mr. Dresden."
"You sure you don't want to get rid of me?" I asked. "You want me to stay here and lean on you? I can make it really hard for you to do business if I'm feeling motivated."
"I'm sure," Demeter replied. "Why would you want to find him?"
I grimaced. "I have to help him." She arched a single well-plucked eyebrow.
"Have to?"
"It's complicated," I said.
"And not terribly credible," she replied. "I am well aware of your opinions regarding John Marcone, and even assuming that I had any information as to his whereabouts, I'm not sure that I'd wish to make a bad situation worse."
"How could you do that?" I asked.
"By involving you," she replied. "You clearly do not have Mr. Marcone's best interests in mind, and your involvement could push his captors into precipitous action. I doubt you'd lose a moment's sleep were he to be killed."
I would have shot back a witty reply if I hadn't slipped on a banana peel of self-recrimination, having said more or less those exact words not long before.